Tomorrow is Citizenship Day, which recognizes the ratification of the U.S. Constitution and those who have become citizens. The Reform Immigration for America campaign is stressing the importance of the day for the immigration debate and for voter trends in Florida. Doug Rivlin is their communications director.
Florida, as we know, is a gateway city for a gateway state for immigrants, and while the Latino vote is up 28.4% nationally, 2004 to 2008, in Florida it was up 48.9%, 2004 to 2008. So we're seeing immigrants embracing citizenship, embracing America, despite all the barriers that we've created to legal immigration and legal status and citizenship.
In a conference call on Wednesday, Rivlin said that more than 8,000 people will take the oath of citizenship on Thursday, and 360,000 have done so in the last 4 years. One of those is Lakeland resident and University of South Florida student Jessica Sanchez. She's a member of Students Working for Equality and Rights.
Now that I'm a citizen, I feel part of this community, and now I feel that what I give to the community, working or going to school, I can get it back from the country. And while going to school, I saw a lot of my classmates didn't have the same opportunities as I did. The majority of them, immigrants that couldn't go on into college or higher education.
Maria Rodriguez is executive director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition and says the state benefits by having such a diversity of migrants.
We're clear that the Sunshine State has greatly benefited from immigrants and immigration, both economically and culturally. And we look forward to continuing to benefit from their full participation in our communities.